Greetings, my dear fellow listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is the 24th of March in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2024, or maybe more. This is Yours Truly Myrrh. We have a chat room, yourstrulymyrrh.chatango or chat and go, however you want to pronounce it. And there's a lot of things to cover, and I'll probably have them a little bit discombobulated. I feel discombobulated today. But the one I was just reading there from RBN's site about the styrofoam snow, and I saw that earlier. And it's funny because we've had snow here Thursday night. We got 4 inches, and then it was all but melted away by yesterday, and then more snow last night. But fortunately, none of it seems to be styrofoam snow, so I'm really grateful for that. And I love snow. It's so pretty. Anyway, it can't last too long this time of year, although I have seen some deep snowfalls this time of year. But we haven't had many deep snowfalls recently. So, so please, people, if you can, donate to RBN. We really need it. And, of course, we have the 800 number. 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can call it in, or you can donate by mail to RBN and send to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And there's lots of good sponsors to visit, like the Dixie Republic and all the fine things they have there, and they're part of the RBN family. And you can email them at proudsouthern123@gmail.com. And so I was looking at a couple of the other things here, too, the mind-blowing AI announcement for Google that you probably missed. And I do remember seeing that. This was Christmas time. It's interesting, these different things coming out. I'm curious about all this stuff with blood. Now, last week we ended... had to cut off the part I was playing, having Sam play there for the end of Tom Althaus's interview with, that's ALT, not OUT, with John B. Wells on Rumble. And the whole thing is really good to listen to. But what really stuck with me that I think if people really want to look into it, because movies, you know, our lives imitate art, and The Matrix in particular has been so fundamental. Not only because they pushed it, but it was well made, but it wasn't a story. They stole the immortals from Tom, as we were talking about. But what really sticks in my mind is the bit about the red pill, how everybody's red pill, red pill, red pill. And that's flipped. The script is flipped. The red pill stands for children's blood in this system. So here we are, you know, just making it worse, right? So if nothing else, try to break the ice with people and say, you know, the blue pill was actually the good pill that got you out of the system. That wasn't children's blood. And then speaking of blood, we have the bloodbath comment by Trump. And then Putin, after whatever happened, is saying about the bloodbath. And it just kind of gets me. Is this Operation Bloodbath? What's going on here? Because if you look at a lot of the pictures from over there and Russia, Ruskis in Moscow, that it doesn't fit the scenario they're trying to give us, you know? And if it's a false flag, why would that be? What is the game that is afoot? And it's hard to tell, you know, because there's things running concurrently, parallel and intertwining and of good and evil. And, you know, with the evil, there's actually, as Jesse has told us, Jesse Sobodar and others, and but her in particular, that there's actually a light side and a dark side to the evil side. So it makes it extra confusing because you'll have witches and white witches and whatnot, and we'll get into that a little bit here. But I think we'll go ahead and start out with our... Well, let me see. What else did I forget? The Neuralink. Also, the Neuralink, and I did bring that up briefly, but I wanted to say something about that again. That was in Tom Althaus's script for his screenplay, and they gave it to Elon Musk. And I was just fed up with Elon Musk when they end the SpaceX and they're shooting off the rockets to fuel rockets. And here they come and sit back down real nice and pretty like. I mean, all that was a reverse film of what? Toys? I mean, you know, none of it has to be real, and it isn't. And with Jesse Sobodar, she said she saw him at these rituals. Elon Musk, they're about the same age. So he's been brought up through the system. His grandfather's Jewish in Canada and a technocrat and went to South Africa. And so then apparently his mother is and grandmother too. Anyway, they're Jews, you know, pretending not to be. You know, it's a big deal that Shapiro takes them over to Auschwitz and they burn incense or whatever. It's just more Jew games. Just like this Shmuley, actually his first name's Jacob Shmuley Butiak, however you pronounce it. And he's holding one of his nine children, and he's got a goofy fake nose on, and Phil's written on his head, and he's got a pot belly, and he's got like a dollar shirt or $100 bill shirt or whatever. So he's basically trying to mock Candace, saying, "We believe that they drink blood." Oh, yes, it's written in red too on there. So, well, they do drink blood. So there's your another connection to the blood rituals. But they're just like Screechy and Clawy, just like I said last week. The more horrible they get, the more they demand to be accepted as superiors, as gods. And I'm not having it. And we'll hear some more from EMJ, E. Michael Jones, about some of this with Candace. I think towards the end of the show, we'll do that. So I guess, let me see. Yeah, we'll go ahead and I'll just sort of tell you after each clip what you heard. I think probably works the best. So Sam, if you get number one ready there, and we'll learn about the John B. Wells little bit he had to say at the beginning. Let me show the intel briefing. Yeah, if you don't mind, yep. And actually, afterward is pretty good too, what he says. You know, it's not in this piece, but it's directly after. And I'll put it in the chat room, yours truly, Murder.Chatango, where he talks about Nostradamus. And anytime they promote something so feverishly, you got to know it's a Jew. Sooner or later, they're going to tell you it's a Jew. Like Columbus is Zarko. So anyway, Nostradamus was a Jew. Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
Various stories into the components that make them, and then somehow between these stories, find correlations, find similar parts, sort of like finding, all purple colored little cereal balls. Oh, this ball doesn't have any, but these three all do. Now, why doesn't this one have any little purple cereal balls in it? Because they all came out of the same bag. I mean, what is this? What are the chances? The first thing that got my attention about this, the shoot 'em up in Moscow. Now, this may strike some people as being petty and nitpicking, but you know, the Krokus City Hall, this is just so odd.
This is funny.
The venue opened in 2009 and was dedicated to Muslim Magomayev, a pop singer famous in the Soviet era who also came from Azerbaijan. Okay. Now, the first thing that got my attention is at the top of the building, it says Krokus City Hall in English. Now, if you read Russian, you will see unusual letters. The first one that I came across back when I was a kiddie, when I was looking at the T-34 and the T-34-85 Soviet tanks used in World War II. And what was written on the side of the turret was 3A, a 3, like an Arabic 3, combined with an A and then CCCP. I remember stating this on the old alma mater C2C. You know, if I woke up, of course, you know, I was younger then, you know, just kind of getting into it, kind of heavy, although I came to realize later I'd been into it for quite a long time. If I were to just be knocked unconscious and woke up in the middle of Russia with a big city, Moscow, for example, or pick one, and saw signage around me, I would think that I had been teleported to another planet when you see numbers and letters combined to make words that everybody else can understand, but I can't. That's sort of like the mildest version of hell. A stun of the...
Whoops.
The senses, as it might be.
Oh, I forgot.
But why does it say Crocus City Hall in English across the top of the building? I have tried to determine why this is the case, but alas, I have found nothing regarding, not up to this point, on any of the browsers that I've used, including Yandex, the Russian browser, which is now totally Russian. And any American influence seems to have been kicked out. That's the last resort. So what is this all about anyway? Well, it's almost a foregone conclusion that ISIS is USIS. Now, for those of you who have not listened to the Monday through Friday program, I'll be brief here just to catch you up, but I won't belabor this point. It seems to be a foregone conclusion that ISIS, ISIL, IS are all basically Mossad and CIA constructions. Yeah. And Jihadi John, let me up, please. Oh, he got killed. Oh, really? Yeah. I'm not saying that nobody got killed. I'm not saying that heinous atrocities have not been committed. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is it seems awfully convenient that suddenly ISIS-K, the group that's claimed responsibility for the Moscow attack, just pops up out of nowhere. And I reference once again this company called Crisis Solutions. Or probably somebody over there going, oh, will he please let it go? I mean, let it go, mate. No, I can't let it go. And now I realize there's many men got himself upside down who couldn't let it go, but I can't let it go. Crisis Solutions. Yeah, during a conversation with Ola Damagard, you know him, the man of the shoe. And in fact, the very day that I interviewed him, when I came out of the post office, there was a brand new red sneaker right in front of my car. And it wasn't there when I got out the first time. I am certain of that because I look left and look right even when I'm in a parking lot. There was the shoe, and I thought, eh. Well, as the program continues, we come to Crisis Solutions, and the little slogan is, the clue is in the name. And I thought, what could the clue be? I know, ISIS. Okay, and shortly thereafter, like in less than a week, that slogan went away. This is the Ark.
Everybody go to nuclear.
I think we stop there for their break and then start up again in a couple more minutes. You have it there, right, Sam? I just thought it was interesting how, why is it in English? Well, it's for the appreciation of the English audience, English speaking audience. The fools they're making of us all the time. So that sort of fit into, my thing here about what is this Operation Bloodbath in name only or something. And it's interesting that it's Palm Sunday, well, just before 3/22 is when it was, and we know about that date, actually that number, but that date goes back to 322 AD, okay, when Constantine and his mother Helen found through an oracle, and I've talked about that here before, told them where to find the bones they were looking for Magus. It's pronounced different ways. But he's really the beginning of the Catholic Church. You know, the Catholics thought, they like E. Michael Jones, they, you know, this is a rock I'll build my church on, talking about Peter, Simon Peter. But no, it's Simon Magus, okay? It wasn't in the Bible. He's in the Bible as a sorcerer in Acts 8, so, yeah. So are we ready for that next part? Oh, okay. Sam's running a whole... He's got to be multitasking here. But it's interesting. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it's Palm Sunday, considered Palm Sunday. And what it was, the palm branches and the coats and everything were laid down, and Jesus had told the disciples where to find this colt, this donkey colt, for him to sit on and ride up to the temple in Jerusalem, and he had chased the money changers out for the second time. He did it at the beginning of his ministry. And so people were all joyful and stuff. They thought he was going to be the king and take over from the Romans. They didn't realize it was a spiritual kingdom. So, alrighty.
Condolences to the Russians in connection with the attack on people at Crocus City Hall. Less than an hour had passed since the terrorist attack in Moscow's Crocus City Hall when the American administration decided to comment on this matter. The White House has now released an official statement. The U.S. administration states that it, quote, expresses condolences to the Russians in connection with the open shooting in Moscow. From the statement, we are concerned about this horrific attack at the Russian Crocus City Hall. We are trying to get more information about what happened. Meanwhile, constantly changing reports continue to come from the scene of the tragedy about the dead and wounded as a result of this daring terrorist attack. According to the latest data, at least 70 people were wounded as a result of the attack alone. The FSB, I don't know why it says as a result of this attack alone, but anyway, that's what it says. The FSB Center confirms the information about the number of dead, adding that the number is being clarified. Law enforcement officers and more than 70 ambulances are working at the scene of the terror attack. Rescuers using special equipment remove people from the upper tiers and roof of the Crocus. Enhanced security measures in connection with the incident are being introduced in the Russian capital, including transport facilities, on and on and on and on. Right? Okay, fine. The U.S. administration stated that it allegedly did not have information about the preparation of a terrorist attack in Moscow, but as they say, the internet remembers everything. After all, it was the U.S. State Department that 2 weeks ago called on American citizens to either leave Russia or avoid crowded places, especially malls and concert halls. You got me? Also, the U.S. White House states it does not see the involvement of the Ukrainian side in the events of the Moscow concert hall, but at the same time immediately added that the U.S. does not encourage Ukrainian attacks on the Russian Federation. Yeah. Okay, now I want you to hear this. This is Victoria Nuland. In my opinion, I mean, unless she's just really, really like double, triple, quadruple, this chick is bad news. Now, listen to what she had to say on the 22nd of February, just about 30 days before the attack. What do you know?
And as I said in Kyiv 3 weeks ago, this supplemental funding will ensure Putin faces some nasty surprises.
Nice, huh? This supplemental funding will ensure that President Putin experiences some unpleasant surprises. Mm-hmm. So how about that? Now, there's a lot of emotion going on out there. There's always an emotional response to this. This is from Veterans Today. Veterans Today. Yeah. Okay. No one can forgive terror attack in Moscow. Russian citizen writes for VT. Veterans Today by Fabio G.C. Caricio. VT condemns the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians by USA Israel. $280 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars invested since 1948 in U.S.
Another little blank spot. He'll be back.
Israeli ethnic cleansing and occupation operation, $150 billion direct aid, and $130 billion in offense contract source, Embassy of Israel, Washington, D.C., and U.S. Department of State. Now, this is by Andrew, VT reader and Russian citizen. There was a lot of material about the terrorist attack at the Crocus Center today. It's simply impossible to get past this crime. It's one thing when a soldier dies or wins in battle. It's another thing to shoot peaceful, unsuspecting, defenseless people. No one forgives this. There is no statute of limitations for such crimes. Many years have passed since there was a high-profile terror attack, Nord-Ost. It's been a long time since then. I did not think that someday, one day, evil would once again manifest its satanic essence and reap its bloody harvest. I see a lot of soldiers dying on my own on the battlefield every day. It's supposed to be Crocus City Hall, of course. I passed every shot I saw through my soul like high voltage. I just refused to believe it. I refused to accept this tragedy. Then there were chaotic questions. Who? What for? Why? Let these questions remain for the investigative committee and the FSB, which is reputedly a pretty tough outfit. You know, I admire the way people behaved in these terrible moments. They were not ready for this. Now we're learning about those who risked their lives, saved people, pulled out the wounded. The man who took the gun from one of the bandits thereby allowed 36 people to escape, people from all over the world who bring flowers to the embassies of the Russian Federation around the world. Residents of Moscow lined up in giant queues to donate blood for the wounded. I do not know what can be called heroism, but I do know that all these things can be called humanity. This is something that can unite us as the quintessence of kindness and mutual help, empathy if you like. You know, all the terrorists have already been caught alive. I have no hatred, no blind thirst for revenge. We know that these are stupid, cynical robot performers. The inevitability of retribution is what should frighten the directors of this tragedy. And I want to believe that my president will get them all, every single one of them. May the Lord God calm the souls of my innocently murdered compatriots. Tomorrow there's a national mourning in the country. That'll be today, which is already tomorrow over there. We will cry, both men and women. And the last thing I want to say is that I'm absolutely sure that this tragedy will unite the Russian people even more. And we firmly believe that everything we do, what we strive for on the global agenda, we are doing everything right. My friends, take care of yourselves. Love and respect each other. People, life is given to us as a gift, a priceless gift, a fragile gift. But we so rarely think about it, taking everything for granted. I want to wish all those who read the Veterans Today website all the best, happiness, and love. And forgive me if I've said something wrong. Sincerely yours, Andrew, Russia.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Yeah, so that was pretty self-explanatory, that Jewish cow noodle woman, I call her. Yeah, they're just so bloodthirsty. You know, when people say, well, why can't we change this and change that? Well, whoever owns the currency owns everything the currency is used for, including each of us. You know, that's the bane of our existence. But if you want to get number two ready, we'll talk about that one.
The British royal family, who own over 16% of the entire planet, seems to be falling apart, which is nothing to mourn, for they are one of the most monstrous families on Earth. In 1964, the Queen and Prince Philip visited a school in British Columbia. Former resident William Coombs claims that 10 of his classmates were taken by the Queen and Prince Philip, never to be seen again. The notorious pedophile and necrophiliac Jimmy Savile was close friends with the royal family. Charles wanted him to be Prince Harry's godfather. He was awarded the most excellent order of the British Empire in 1971 and knighted by the Queen in 1990. Prince Andrew has been a regular at Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. King Charles was close friends with a bishop who was convicted of raping over a dozen boys. A former student of Aldenham School claims that students were routinely raped and tortured by members of the Worshipful Company of Brewers, which was frequented by Jimmy Savile, King Charles, and Lord Mountbatten, who has been accused of raping an 11-year-old boy. Jeanette Archer says she was abused by the royals as a young child and says that they are reptilians. According to Princess Diana's friend, Christine Fitzgerald, Diana's nickname for the Windsors was the Reptiles, and used to say that they are not human. While this may sound strange, most royal bloodlines in history were said to be the offspring of reptilians, often described as dragon or serpent people. In an interview with David Icke, Arizona Wilder told her story of being bred for the express purpose of conducting rituals for the royal family.
I was bred for this role that I fulfill. I was being abused and traumatized and on purpose for the mind control that they need someone to go through to do whatever they say.
She explained the importance of blood rituals.
What it's all about is that the blood and the menstrual blood contains something that is important for the propagation of this race that is controlling things on this planet.
She explained the infamous adrenochrome.
For it to be secreted in the blood is they need terrorization of their victims. They are killed at that moment as they are staring into their eyes.
She said when the royals and others smelled blood, they would shapeshift into reptilians.
When the victims are starting to be sacrificed, it's the scent of the blood. They start shapeshifting at that point in time. They can't hold their shape when this happens.
The human shape.
The human shape they cannot hold. They go back into reptilian shape as this is happening because it's a type of excitement of the kill. I have seen at rituals, I have seen George Bush. I have seen the two sons when they were young.
Are these the sons that have become governors?
Yes. One is in Florida and one is in Texas. Madeleine Albright. I have seen Henry Kissinger. I've seen the Queen Mother there. And I have seen Princess Margaret there. I've seen Charles there. And they shapeshift.
What have you seen the Queen or any of the royal family do in relation to that? Have you seen them sacrifice and consume human flesh?
I've seen all of them drink human blood and consume human flesh. There are certain times when there will have been someone doing a sacrifice and it's not happening fast enough for them. So they will step in and finish it themselves. These reptilians live hundreds of years. And so they have to have taken more than one human body to live in.
David Icke predicted years ago that the royal family would be removed to make way for a one-world government. And Dr. Michael Sala, who has been researching exopolitics for 20 years, has a different theory which could explain the fading of the royal family.
The ousting of the Saqqara reptilians in 2021 and how the deep state is panicking without their overlords. What about these reptilian extraterrestrials, and what do you know about this?
What we have is a lot of evidence going back thousands of years that there are these reptilian species that have played a big role in controlling the Earth. And the name of the kind of apex reptilian is Saqqar. So these are kind of like dragon-like creatures, you know, 8 foot to 12 foot tall. And they apparently have been forced to leave our solar system recently with the arrival of these kind of more senior species. They're here to watch our emergence into a planetary, into a galactic culture. They're here to watch that. But once that has happened, over a period of maybe a dozen years or so, they're going to leave. And then we're going to have to fend for ourselves. So it's almost like, you know, where we're breaking out of the shell. But once we're broken out of the shell, like any little animal that's just broken out of a shell, you know, the parent has protected you, but you're on your own now. You know, good luck.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Oh, you can cut it off. Yeah. Thank you, Sam. I guess we're ready for a break, aren't we? You think? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com.
Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I guess we're back here. And you heard the blood references in there too, right? How these creatures, when they smell the blood, is when they start to shapeshift. And Jesse Sobotar talks about this, and many people that David Icke had interviewed, and like the girl in there, including Kathy O'Brien, and she said that the George Herbert Walker Bush, and there's, you can find pictures of him where his eyes turned, the pupils turn into slits. And but that the Queen Mother, or the Queen, not the Queen Mother, Elizabeth, was actually a more fearsome reptile when she changed. And I haven't seen it myself personally, and people want to doubt it, but there's so many more strange things than we can shake a stick at. So it's very interesting, and that was from before, and someone was asking if Alex Jones, X-like Hicks, allows this stuff from 26 years ago. Well, Ike, he still has Ike come on, and these things are still going on, like it or not. So, in fact, they're intensifying because there's more of this with the blood. And again, with the blood, you know, we have Jesus shedding his blood for all of us. And it's interesting that we're having so much conversation about blood and all different things here. Just as what they call Holy Week is in progress, and we'll talk some more about that on Easter. We do have shows. We are live next weekend, right, Sam? Easter? Oh, okay. Yeah, let me... Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so we'll go on to number three, and this one's titled The Fallacies of Virology and the Inversion of Natural Health.
Isolation means the separation of one thing from everything else. This is the only way to scientifically identify a thing. This is done with everything from large organic material to the smallest nanoparticles. It is done with gold and silver, and it is done in basic chemistry. But it has never been done with a virus. Several have claimed to have done so, but have since been exposed as frauds. And today, virologists claim that isolation is not possible because of the obligate intracellular nature of a virus. This means that they cannot exist outside of a living cell. But if this were true, then it would also be true that they cannot spread from one person to another. The pseudoscience of virology is full of logical fallacies that any inquisitive person can recognize. Scientific studies require a control group, meaning that two samples are needed where every factor is the same, except for the presence of the thing being studied. But this cannot be done in virology because a virus has never been isolated. When virologists claim they are isolating it, they are lying. This is evident today with the latest so-called proofs that SARS-CoV-2 has been isolated. In both the isolation and rapid sharing of the 2019 novel coronavirus, published by the Medical Journal of Australia, and in the viral isolation analysis of SARS-CoV-2 from Japan's Journal of Infection and Chemotherapy, the title suggests that they isolated a virus, but they clearly did not. They took material from the most contaminated source possible, the nose, which acts as a filter by capturing particulates inhaled from the environment. And at no point did they isolate a virus from this sample. What they did was run the entire mix of unknown material through a PCR test and claimed that it tested positive for SARS-CoV-2. But we know that the PCR test is not capable of isolating a virus, and we know it's been deliberately adjusted to give false positive results. So this is not science, it is fraud. They then inoculated a culture of cells with the entire mix of nose material, added in unspecified material, and the cells died. At no point in these experiments was a virus ever isolated. They, in fact, did the opposite of isolation by adding foreign material to a mix of unknown material from a person's nose. So even if the cells died as a result, there is no way of knowing what killed them. There is an alternative theory that does not have massive funding from spurious foundations and Nobel Peace Prizes to convince the public of its validity. Terrain theory tells us that most of what we are told is disease is nothing more than the symptoms of a natural bodily process of healing and repairing tissues damaged from stress and external toxins. Cells naturally die and break down in a way that is identical to how virologists claim a virus behaves. And the very same foundations pushing the theory of the virus have been simultaneously creating a more toxic world with petrochemical drugs that earn billions in profits. There are far more so-called diseases today than existed before this pseudoscience was unleashed on society. In 1859, Florence Nightingale published Notes on Nursing, wherein she wrote that all disease is more or less a reparative process, an effort of nature to remedy a process of poisoning or of decay, which has taken place sometimes years beforehand. She is saying that what we are told today are symptoms of a disease are actually natural processes of the body healing itself from damage. Manly P. Hall, known best for his 1928 publication, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, gave a lecture in 1989 called Magnetic Fields of the Human Body. In this lecture, he describes this same sentiment. He said that each human body is surrounded by its own magnetic field, which provides tremendous protection. And as long as the individual takes proper care of this magnetic field, it will heal all wounds and recover all bodily functions and organs. He said that the law of the energy field is also the law of integrity. When we break the laws of nature, we damage this flow, which in turn damages the individual's vitality. This magnetic field can be damaged by negative attitudes such as fear and destructive attitudes towards others. It can be damaged by drugs and alcohol, toxic substances, and any action contrary to the common good. He went on to say that in ancient times, looking upon objects perfect and complete in structure was therapeutic because looking upon them inspired an acceptance of perfect symmetry that positively affects our energy field. And conversely, when we accept discord as inevitable, our energy field is damaged. For the past 100 years, the same families and foundations have created a world of chaos and discord. And perhaps terrain theory is correct, and the ancients were right, and we have been given a perfect divine vessel that will protect us so long as we look after it and live in accordance with the common good. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That's good. And we have these the regulars for like 3 years now with Jeff Rentz and Erica Kahn, and she's saying how many different viri they have engineered in the lab. But there's none that have been isolated. Virus means toxin, you know? So whatever you want to interpret it as, well, vaccine means cow's blood. So, you know, if you want to twist a meaning and so it fits whatever your scenario is. But, they can poison us, but it doesn't mean the, because they can't exist. They can't. Tom Rogers has told us enough about that, let alone what you can research for yourself. Just the cosmic energy, the oxygen, sunlight can't exist. So, anyway, interesting. But, so we'll move on to the next one. And this one is about the harmful effects of estrogen in dairy. Now, I heard talk about soy a lot. But there's a lot of claims that soy can be used for good. But the only way to really get away from estrogen is vegan. Because even if you don't have soy, and you, of course, don't want GM soy, GMO, they can be feeding that to the cattle. Mm-hmm. So you get it anyway. Let alone all the other hormones and stuff you don't need that cows have. And the women can, develop too much testosterone and become man-like. And you can hear it in their voices sometimes. Sam, if you want to play that number four, please. Thank you.
That was a huge driver for me to stop eating animal protein, yes. was the hormones, which can fuel cancer growth.
Oh, yes.
So would you mind talking about, before we get into the hormone-specific conversation, the other factors at play when you're eating animal protein and fat that are, what's happening in your body?
Yeah. Let's say a young woman. She's told, drink your milk, dairy products are good, they're a good healthy source of calcium. What she is missing, of course, is the fact that cows don't make calcium. Calcium is in green leafy vegetables. So cows eat grass, the calcium goes into their body. You hopefully you're not eating grass, but you would eat broccoli or kale or
wheatgrass.
There you go. So anyway, she never needed milk for calcium as long as she's getting the natural sources, but she compliantly eats this stuff. What she doesn't realize is that the milk that she's consuming came out of a cow. The cow makes estrogen every minute of every day that gets into the milk, and because dairy cows are impregnated annually, they're kept pregnant, pregnant cows make extra estrogen, and it gets into their milk, and it gets into cheese. And so she's eating this, and the average American eats about 35 pounds of cheese every year, plus milk, plus yogurt, plus ice cream, plus wow. the butter and stuff that's cooked into cookies and so forth. And she's dosing herself with estrogen. Estrogen is a hormone. It's made in the ovaries, and so its job is to go to her uterus and get it ready for pregnancy, and it goes throughout the body. But estrogen, if it's a little too high in quantity, the estrogen molecules can pass through inside the breast cells. They can attach to the cellular DNA and damage them and create cancer cells. And it's been clear for a long, long time that the more estrogen is in a woman's body, the higher her risk of developing breast cancer. She's not aware of any of this. She just knows that it's maybe been in her family tree or whatever. Everyone was eating the same way. So dairy products contribute this substance that is harmful and increases cancer risk. Now, that's just one facet of it.
Thanks for watching. If you like...
Okay, I guess that's the end of that. And, it's just something to really think about. Because, we all have choices to make all the time. And, in a way, it's a real blessing to be on one's own because... You don't have to keep contributing to things that aren't healthy just because someone that is living with you does enjoy that and expect that. And you can stop coffee because it's nerve-wracking and it releases cortisol into your bloodstream and thins the bones. And, there's just all different things we've been tricked into doing, including calling our children kids. This has been since they called them children when I was a child. I don't know just how or when this got snuck in. But so it's like Baphomet's kids, and it's intentional. My grandmother called us her little lambs. And this thing here with Candace and about Kanye and Michael Jackson and reminded me that how they treated Michael Jackson, actually it was pretty bad just from his father. And one of the girls in the family said how a large man would come up behind all these young boys that were doing performing and stuff and would sodomize them, a very large man. And so I guess it's like, okay, the worst things happened, right? But it's also a control mechanism, as you can find from Marion Knox, K-N-O-X, and Marion, it's a man, actually. And it implants a control mechanism, a demon. And sometimes women on their wedding night, the husband will insist on doing that. And what it does is illuminate them, is what they say. That's where they get the Illuminati from, where they illuminate them by doing this at such an angle, it stimulates or overstimulates the nerves in the spinal cord. And, my lights just flashed. What was that? Okay. Nothing, I hope. Anyway, oh dear, I hope I don't lose electricity here, but the battery will keep going for a while if I do. So, the next one we have here, number five, is about a witch. Lori, Lori Cabot Kent. And she was one of the instructors of Jesse Sobodar, as was Gloria Vanderbilt. Satanists and have their specialties and stuff. And I was looking at some things about the biography of Gloria Vanderbilt, and the pretty kind of horrible in a way childhood, you know. You know, I don't know how, if she was messed with or not, but she wasn't loved by her mother, you know. And then the wealth and everything. But as I've said before, you know, of course she was Anderson Cooper's mother, and also Carter Cooper, the other brother, who is now Kathy Griffin. Took the head and swinging it around and all that stuff of Trump. And yeah, so there's just so much evil, and it's just coming to the surface, and people are just numb to it and accept it. And it's pretty horrifying, but pretty prophetic, biblically, I think. Yeah, so if you want to play that one, Sam, we'll hear her.
Toil and trouble. That's what's been bubbling across this country ever since the new movie The Witches of Eastwick started production last year. Witches throughout America are outraged by the film's portrayal of them. Many people have seen The Witches of Eastwick and view it as just a lighthearted, funny, amusing, entertaining. Jack Nicholson is wonderful. And say that they don't come away feeling that witches are bad.
It's not okay because we don't do evil with our psychic abilities. And that's what it's portraying. And our psychic abilities are part of our way of life. It's part of our religion, our art, our science. There was a movie that just came out for children called My Little Pony. And in it, there were three bad witches, not three bad Buddhists, and not three bad Baptists, you know, three... Yeah. There were three bad witches, and they were cackling and green. You know, we're always green with a wart on our nose. Snaggly teeth, you know. Mm-hmm. And yes, oh yeah, I wear black. Black, it, to us, is a tool. So do priests, nuns, rabbis wear black. The High Dalai Lama wears black in one of his highest rituals. Mm-hmm. We've done this, and this is one of the recorded things about witchcraft from the Celtic tribes, is that we wear long black robes. And I chose to do that because it's a statement, it's a political statement, and that's why I do it all the time. We brought with us the sense of healing, the sense of using our psychic abilities. We wear black because it's a tool, it's like wearing a rainbow, it draws in light, mm-hmm. so it helps us to be more balanced and psychic. We use our tools, we emulate our gods and goddesses by dressing and wearing makeup, and mm-hmm. that's our emulation.
Would you agree, though, Dora, that just as there are good Baptists and bad Baptists, and good Catholics and good Buddhists and bad ones, that there are good witches and bad witches who perhaps do practice evil?
I think that there are people who try to practice evil of all persuasions.
Right.
I don't know if the problem is that they are actually practicing evil or that they separate their own badness. I think everybody has within themselves dark and light.
I think that too.
And if they think that they're practicing evil, what they're actually doing is they're separating their shadow from themselves and projecting that onto something else.
Hi, YouTubers!
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Now, this other woman, she considers herself a white witch, like I was saying, the light and the dark side. But this audience of Oprah's in 1987, you know, God takes evil and turns it into good, and Oprah is an evil witch, all right? She's just gotten more witchy sense. Yeah. But the black people, the black women in this audience, were looking at each other and looking around like these crazy white people, you know? They're satanic stuff, right? And I don't blame them, you know? So all along, like I said, God turns evil into good, and show how... you know, how it takes a lot of time, and some people just don't get it. Yeah, Dora Ruffner was this woman's name, White Witch. So, and that was a long enough clip of that. But all this stuff, and like I said, with, let me see if I have any more written on that. I think it's the next one I have more written on about that I wanted to share with you. Oh, got a break. Okay, we're going into the second hour. Thank you, Sam.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.